Now, with the cost of living happening at the moment, there's a lot of stress on people, right? And it's really important. I think we get caught up in our own world, which is understandable considering we've all got things that are going on at the moment. But I think it's really important that we need to remember that other people are doing it tough as well, and we need to be understanding that and reaching out when that when we believe the time is right to be able to just check on people and see whether they're doing okay. And a good friend of ours, Warren Davies, the Unbreakable Farmer, has been doing a fair bit of this and talking about how important it is to reach out during tough times. And Warren joins us at the Cindy and Daz Show Brekkie Table this morning. Warren, how are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
We're doing okay. Cindy's with me as well. And we want to have a bit of a chat.
G'day, Cindy.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
We want to have a bit of a chat to you this morning about how important it is to really understand that everybody is doing it tough in their own way at the moment and what we need to be doing to making sure we reach out.
Yeah, look, one of the biggest probably lessons I've learnt being a mental health speaker is it doesn't matter how big or small your challenge is, if it's actually affecting your own well-being, then you need to reach out for help. But as you said, everyone's kind of struggling in their own way at the moment. So I think it's up to all of us, you know, around each other to make sure that we're looking out for each other. And, you know, everyone says, you know, you've got to reach out for help. And that really takes a lot of courage to do that. But it takes just as much courage to reach in and ask someone if they're, how they're traveling and, you know, are they going okay?
Is there a specific way to ask someone a question, Warren, without feeling intrusive or that you're overstepping a line?
Look, I think it's just opening those lines of communication, Cindy. Like, it's just, you know, making sure if you're really concerned about someone's well-being or you've noticed they're exhibiting some of the signs that they're struggling, I think it's just important just to open up the conversation just so they know that you're there. You don't necessarily have to jump in with, or notice that you're really struggling with your mental health or this or this or this. You're just opening those lines of conversation, building some rapport and trust with that person, and then eventually that conversation will probably just come out.
Warren, I know this is a conversation that comes up all the time, and it's probably going to continue coming up time and time again. The girls are really good at reaching out and having conversations when times are tough, but the boys, we're not so good at that. Are we getting better at reaching out and supporting mates? Do you find there's a bit of a shift?
There definitely has been a shift. You know, it's probably something that I find on the ground. It's probably, women have might have a little bit better support network or they're a bit more in tune, but it's just as hard for women to reach out for help. But yes, us blokes, you know, we've got this, you know, masculinity thing that we've got to overcome as well. So that makes it a little bit difficult to reach out for help. But definitely there's been a shift. Like 20 years ago, you wouldn't have seen mates giving each other a hug like you do today. And there's been this shift, but those real tough conversations are still, you know, a little bit taboo. So we've just got to try and create that safe environment that makes it easier for people to, you know, stick their head up and say, look, I'm struggling here and I need your support.
I've got to say, I am a big fan of watching a man give another man a hug, you know, just to when they're greeting each other or if they haven't seen each other for a long time. It's certainly been a shift. It's wonderful. Warren, do you think that it's important to acknowledge every feeling that you have and making sure that you understand that that is valid? Because sometimes it might be just something so small that we don't acknowledge to start off with, and then that might fester or become something a little bit bigger. I think I'm a real big believer in that everything you feel is valid and to acknowledge that. Is that heading in the right direction?
Yeah, and that's one of the key, I suppose, tools in the toolbox that I give in my presentations is that to, and particularly it's targeted at the blokes as well, is have a greater understanding of your emotions and the behaviours that are attached to them. And once we start to understand our emotions better, one, we can put some strategies in place to help deal with those emotions, but it also gives you a greater understanding of who you are and what triggers you and all those things. But it every emotion is valid and every feeling is valid, but you've just got to understand, have a greater understanding of what's triggering that or what's causing that emotion, and you know, have some strategies, whether that's a conversation. You know, if someone's annoyed you, and we'll have a conversation with that person and say, oh, well, that annoyed me. And, you know, just a better understanding of those emotions.
Well, and I guess there would be quite a difference also with people that are doing it tough living in an urban environment versus people that are living out in regional areas and out in the land. I mean, that's your background, and you've certainly gone through your hardships in your own personal life. Do you find that the conversations are a little different with speaking to people in a city environment versus people in the land?
Yeah, look, they are a little bit they're a little bit different, the conversations, but the outcome's the same. And like, just because I think there's this perception living in rural areas, you know, there's that isolation. Of course, there's geographical isolation, but then there's isolation. Like, and it doesn't matter if you're living in an urban environment where you're surrounded by thousands and thousands of people, you can still feel isolated and still feel alone. And that's one of the reasons why have these conversations, you know, and that's one of those little subtle signs that I talk about, is that you haven't seen someone at an event, or you normally see them down the street and you haven't, and you know them well enough, you should just check in with them and make sure, you know, haven't seen you around for a while, are you doing okay? Or, you know, do you want to grab a cuppa or whatever it is, just to let them know that they're not by themselves, because even though you can be surrounded by people and even a loving family you can be surrounded by, you can also feel very isolated.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I guess one thing that I'd really like to know, we're really interested in understanding, is when you're doing a lot of public speaking, you do a lot of talks, and you're there to support people through and offer some advice where you can. What is the number one thing, and this might be a hard question, there might be multiple things, but what would be the number one thing people are reaching out and saying to you that they need help on? Is there one particular thing you're focusing on?
Look, there is a number of things, and like, it depends on the community. Like, there's a lot of still people that are struggling with disaster recovery. The other thing, particularly in rural communities, but not necessarily just in rural communities, is that the health system is stretched to the limit. So trying to get an appointment and getting that professional help. But you know, the cost of living, finances cause a lot of stress on people, and and that's impacting everybody, doesn't matter where you live. So that's one of the main things, you know, there's this constant pressure on people, and particularly, I suppose, with that masculinity piece with the blokes, that you feel that that there's still that mindset that you're the breadwinner and that failure, and that if, you know, things aren't going right, or, you know, interest rates are going up and you can't afford your house. But that's, you know, that's just part of what's going on at the moment. So as soon as you identify any of those problems or any of those things that are affecting your well-being, that's when you need to reach out. You know, don't wait, don't sit in silence. Make sure that you're reaching out and getting some help.
Such good advice there, Warren. If people wanted to get in contact with you to find out more, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, look, my website, www.theunbreakablefarmer.com.au. On my website, there's resources and that you can tap into. I'm on socials as well. But, you know, drop me an email at warren@theunbreakablefarmer.com.au. I'm always happy to chat with anybody.
Warren Davies, Community Mental Health Recovery Expert, The Unbreakable Farmer. You are cool. We like you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. It was really great having you on the show.
Good on you, Warren.
Good on you, Daz. Good on you, Cindy. Have a great day.